Sharing a Cab. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. If you've ever been stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic in New York City, and if you've ever been to New York City, you surely have, you probably noticed that a large percentage of the cars on the road are taxis. In fact, New York has over 13,000 cabs on its streets. There are many places in the city where long lines of people wait for taxis for unpleasantly long periods of time. One has to wonder how many people at taxi stands in places like Penn Station are in fact headed to the same destination, or at least places near one another. Researchers at MIT recently did a study of a year's worth of New York taxi data to answer just that sort of question. The analysis of 172 million taxi trips in 2011 revealed that the total amount of taxi travel time could have been reduced by 32% by just having passengers share rides to the same locations or to locations no more than 5 minutes apart. Reducing taxi miles by that much would put a big dent in traffic and in pollution, too. By sharing cabs, lines would be shorter, and with less traffic, trips would take less time. So why don't people share cabs? For the most part, just because they don't want to, or are uncomfortable with riding with strangers in a cab, even though they do it on buses, airport shuttles, trains, and planes all the time. Perhaps with growing online services like Bandwagon and Uber, people may someday reconsider. The benefits would be substantial. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.